Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have three members of GenerationAwakening.org. Christine Mulholland is the creative director for GenerationAwakening.org, and she is also the co-founder, along with Stephanie Hill, and Kelly King is the campaign director. Thank you, ladies, for joining me today. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Steven.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Now, why don't you tell us about your organization? What is Generation Awakening and what is its purpose?
So, Generation Awakening is a platform for individuals and organizations to come together and work collectively on the most pressing issues of our generation. We believe that so much more can be accomplished working together and combining resources. And our goal is to wake up our generation to the urgent issues facing our planet. We have to stop focusing on the small things that divide us and, you know, the Kardashians. We need to focus on the bigger issues that are facing our planet. And people cared as much as they do about the loss of biodiversity as they did about, you know, celebrities and the lives of people they don't even know. We would be able to save a lot more species from disappearing from our planet. And we also give school presentations to elementary and middle schools about ecosystems and the importance of every species to the web of life. And then we go into endangered species and the work that we do with our partners, both locally and abroad. And then we go over things they can do to help and to be better stewards of the environment. So we find that those presentations are super impactful, and we end up having a really excited group of children that have actually asked to stay in from recess to see what they can do to help save the animals. So that's really great.
I got to say, I've been inspired. Both Stephanie and Christine founded Generation Awakening, and just as the name suggests, engaging the younger kids, the younger generations to care about these issues is really exciting. They've done such a good job doing that. So I've been excited to come on board with this team. These girls are rock stars fighting the good fight.
Stephanie, you are one of the co-founders of Generation Awakening. What does it take to start an organization like this?
So the first thing to do when you want to create a nonprofit is actually to become a 501c3 so that you are able to, you know, get those donations for your partners. We actually started it about 7 years ago because we just were so inspired to make a difference.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is there one specific point of interest that you are focusing on right now?
Yes, so we actually are focusing on elephants, lions, and rhinos. So the elephants and rhinos are being poached for their horns and their tusks, and the lions are being canned hunted and trophy hunted.
They're also facing a loss of habitat with the expansion of development in Africa. And we actually only have about 10 years left of elephants left in the wild at the rate that they're being slaughtered right now. So we find it really urgent to save this magnificent species from extinction.
Right. Why is this an important issue to you, and why should it be important to everyone?
Well, we find the loss of biodiversity, the extinction of species, to be the biggest problem that humanity faces. I mean, we can't survive ourselves if we destroy the ecosystems that support all life. And at the rate that we are emptying and polluting our oceans, that we're cutting down rainforests, you know, by football fields a day, it's just not sustainable. And it's pushing a lot of species to the brink of extinction, and it's scary. And if the rainforests, which are the lungs of our planets, and the oceans die, then we die. And Louis from Racing Extinction and from The Cove is a really great director and activist. He said, and we agree, that I don't see this as an opportunity to despair. I think it's an opportunity to be empowered, that we are the only generation left in the history of the planet that can solve this. So by the time this generation has children, it's going to be way too late. So that means that we're the only people on the face of the planet that can fix this problem for living species in perpetuity. But the thing is that we have to act now. The clock really is ticking, and that's how urgent and how important this is.
One thing I'll just add there is that what people want to realize is that this is our wildlife is a global asset. these animals don't just belong to Africa, to any one country. This is a global asset, and that's what we're trying to engage people to realize. You know, just because, you know, we care if elephants are gone, you know, everyone needs to realize that these elephants in the storybooks, you know, their kids who their creative imaginations are sparked by these animals. You think of it as a global asset. It's a global responsibility that we make sure they're still part of our planet for the future.
Right.
Definitely.
What are some of the things that people can do for our planet on an everyday basis?
Yeah, I mean, there's small things I feel like that everyone knows about: recycling, reducing consumption altogether, not using plastic water bottles, or using as little packaging and plastic as possible. But there's also a lot of big ways that people need to contribute to now. And eating meat, I know no one wants to hear this, but it's the biggest contributor to CO2 emissions to the atmosphere over all types of transportation combined: air, freight, cars, everything. And that's huge. And on top of that, they're now cutting down rainforests to raise cattle for beef. So your diet, even just going plant-based a couple times a week, could really help make an impact. Palm oil is another huge one. It's in everything. If you read labels, don't buy anything with palm oil in it. And it's in everything from food to soaps. And our rainforests are being decimated just for these big food companies to have cheaper oil to put in our food. It's just, it's crazy to me. And we, the only way we can stop it is by using our everyday choices and our money to vote every day what we believe in. And I think it's a really powerful thing as consumers to be able to say no to products that are destroying our environment.
Your organization is also very focused on conservation of our oceans. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's really about awareness and just sharing ideas and like the no plastic and getting all of the microplastics and all of that out of our system. We would really love to see plastic replaced with hemp. Hemp is so renewable, grows so rapidly, and there's just so many alternatives out there, and especially also oil with the offshore drilling. There's solar now, and there's just so many technologies that we're not utilizing that we could be that are out there, and it's really just about getting the public to wake up and see that we don't have much time left before our oceans are over-acidified, polluted beyond the point of return, and overfished too. So another thing, we really do promote, you know, your diet and veganism and not participating in the overfishing of our oceans because they're just being depleted right now.
Okay, tell us where people can go to get more information about your organization. What is your website?
Yeah, they can find us on social media, on our website, generationawakening.org. The event, if they want to sign up, is generationawakening.org/events. And then we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as Generation Awakening.
Now, you've got a big event coming up Saturday, May 19th in Huntington Beach. It's a 5K run. It's called Race Against Extinction. Why did you name it that?
So it's called a Race Against Extinction because we're raising awareness and funds for endangered species. We have about 25 of the top environmental and wildlife conservation organizations, both locally and around the globe, from, you know, Thailand, Australia, and also in the U.S. So when you sign up, you actually choose the organization that you want to run or walk mm-hmm. for, and those funds go directly to them. So whether you love sea turtles or lions or elephants, you can choose those different causes to run for.
Whatever the cause of your choice. Like if you love lions, run for lions. If you love elephants, run for elephants.
Exactly.
Okay, and this is a 5K run?
Yes, yeah. It's a 5K run, but you can walk it. You can bring your stroller. You can walk your dog, run your dog.
Yeah, walk, so, skip, jump, whatever you want to do. Everyone
exactly.
keeps asking if they can walk. Walkers are more than welcome.
Yes, it's more about the actual cause and, you know, doing this to raise awareness and to support all of the amazing nonprofits that are actually on the ground in Africa and Thailand and Australia that are actually, you know, whether they're rangers or they're, you know, working with the governments to enforce stronger laws. These nonprofits really deserve all the help that they can get, and that's why we're putting on this event.
Now, your 5K run, Race Against Extinction, is coming up Saturday, May 19th. Tell us more about that.
We have a free yoga class complimentary with every registration that starts at 7:30. and then ends at 8:30, and the race will begin at 9 o'clock.
And where's it taking place?
In Huntington Beach, right on the beach on Pacific Coast Highway and Beach Boulevard in the parking lot there.
So it's a nice 5K run along the beach.
Yep. Yes.
We're going to have vendors there and pet adoptions and food trucks. And there's going to be a big bouncy obstacle course that your kids can bounce around on. We're going to have an amazing band, a reggae band playing called Cali Conscious. And we have some awesome prizes, of course, for runners in different categories. But we also have some creative prizes for the first parents pushing a stroller over the finish line. We even have Dogma Pet Portraits has given us a pet portrait session for the first owner with a canine over the finish line, which I want that prize.
Okay.
So we have some creative prizes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, do they need to register for the event, and where can they do so?
Yes, so they can go to our website, generationawakening.org/events, and they would just choose the cause or species they want to run for and support. And then from there, they just walk up to the registration table when they get there, anywhere from 7 to 9 a.m., and get their number, and then they're set to go.
You can look on our website under the facts page. There's going to be a little instructions about signing up just in case anyone needs to see it. Because you basically, when you look and you choose your organization, you click on that box on the event page, and that'll take you to a registration. And then from there, you can walk through it online. But if you have any difficulties, check out our fact page for help with signing up.
Okay, do they need to register ahead of time? Can you take any last-minute registrations?
We can take walk-up registrations. They can absolutely register day of the event, but it's great if you can pre-register, because then you have the option of getting a personal or team fundraising page, so you can help raise funds and have an even bigger impact on social media from your friends and family, and just help even more in that aspect.
Okay, once again, Race Against Extinction. When is it and where is it?
Huntington Beach, California. In the parking lot, Beach Boulevard and Pacific Coast Highway is where we'll start. And then we'll go all the way down to about Magnolia, U-turn around, and then end back there. Enjoy the band, enjoy the vendors. It's going to be a great, fun day in the sun for a great cause.
And give us the website where they can register.
Generationawakening.org/events. And it's 9 a.m. Saturday, May 19th, in honor of Endangered Species Day.
And what would you say people can do to get involved with your organization outside of this event?
They can fill out the contact form on our website or email us at info@generationawakening.org. We love to take on new volunteers, interns, anyone that wants to get involved. We're happy to see how they can help us and how we can work together to make a difference.
Okay, very good. Is there anything you'd like to add before we close?
Yeah, we want to see some people dress up as sharks and lions. Yes, we'd love to
costumes,
see that out on the beach.
Any kids in their little monkey suits, lions. We want to have a little zoo, like a herd of animals out there.
So yeah, that really does sound like a lot of fun. Thanks for coming in, ladies. Christine Mulholland, also Stephanie Hill and Kelly King from GenerationAwakening.org. Thanks once again for coming in today, ladies. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.